sitting at 47 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. The National Transportation Safety Board has released the final report on the small plane that crashed last year off the California coast while trying to fly from the Charles M. Schulz Sonoma County Airport to Hawaii. The twin-engine plane had a pilot and co-pilot on board and apparently had a problem with its fuel system, losing pressure, forcing them to turn around and try to make it back to shore. The plane went down about 33 miles off the coast. Both on board were killed. Their names still have not yet been released. Napa County's Highway 29 was shut down for several hours Saturday night after a three-vehicle crash sent six people to the hospital. It occurred at California Drive near the Vintners Golf Club when a Toyota Prius headed south drifted over the center divide. It sideswiped a Tesla, then ran head-on into a Ford Expedition. Drugs or alcohol do not appear to be a cause. Somehow, all six involved only sustained minor injuries. Rescue swimmers pulled a father and son from the ocean near Pacifica Sunday afternoon. Two fire companies, the Coast Guard, and a CHP helicopter were called in after the two were washed out to sea. They were airlifted to shore and rushed to the hospital for treatment. A dangerous Arctic blast will continue sweeping across the U.S. and prolong a bitter cold snap that has set record low temperatures in parts of the country. The National Weather Service says wind chills are expected to push down temperatures through at least midweek, possibly to 30 degrees below zero from the northern Rockies to Kansas and all the way into Iowa. Yemen's Houthi rebels have fired an anti-ship cruise missile towards an American destroyer in the Red Sea. The military says a fighter jet was able to shoot the missile down. The attack on Sunday marks the first fire by Houthis since America and allied nations began strikes on Friday following weeks of assaults on shipping in the Red Sea.
Well, we have a lot of tremendous support, but it's nasty out there.
That is Donald Trump in Iowa speaking about the weather. The Iowa caucuses begin at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time tonight. They're the opening contest in the Republican presidential primary process. Polls still suggest that Donald Trump has a massive lead entering the day. A volcano has erupted in southwestern Iceland for the second time in less than a month, sending molten rock spewing towards a nearby settlement that was evacuated overnight. Defensive walls had been placed around the volcano in the hopes of directing the magma away from the community. But the walls, the barriers have been breached, and lava is on the move towards the town. Congratulations to 22-year-old Madison Marsh, the second lieutenant in the Air Force and master student at the Harvard Kennedy School for Public Policy, was crowned Miss America last night. Representing the state of Colorado, she is the first active-duty Air Force officer ever to receive the national title. It is now 8:03 and time for a check of traffic from the CHP in Sonoma County. Just two things to bring up to speed on. Out on Franz Valley Road, there's a red pickup truck versus a car. And also southbound 101 just north of Geyserville, reports of a ladder in the roadway. Otherwise, not too bad. It is a holiday. A lot of folks have the day off, so traffic is not really an issue today. Our KZST News Time is now 8:03.
Colder weather means higher energy bills. Unless you're ready with energy-efficient windows, you'll save on utility bills and you'll save energy.
And that's good for everyone, the whole world.
Right, Miley. I'm glad you're thinking globally and encouraging everyone to act locally. It doesn't get more local than right in your own home.
And when it's cold outside, it's so nice to have a warm house.
Now's the time to replace those old failed glass or single pane windows. We work with top manufacturers like Milgard. And if you're ready to finally replace that old shower door, we have beautiful glass enclosures that will transform the look of your bath. Come to our showroom at 1050 North Dutton Avenue in Santa Rosa and see the possibilities.
Jack Smith Glass, family owned and serving Sonoma County since 1962. You know, ancient history.
Lower your utility bills this winter. Jack Smith Glass, 544-0640. Call today, 544-0640.
Jack Smith Glass and Sass, let's sun in.
Make your resolution for fun and excitement at River Rock Casino during the $150,000 car and cash giveaway. Join us on Saturday, January 20th for our second New Year's celebration that will have you cruising into 2024 with cash, class, and a new Cadillac CT4. Join the club and start earning drawing tickets. Details at riverrockcasino.com. Win your share of over $150,000 as we usher in the new year at River Rock Casino, just over 20 minutes north of Santa Rosa.
From the community calendar, Windsor Wheels provides free rides for local homebound seniors. Volunteers drive seniors to their medical, social, and recreational appointments. For more information, go to KZST.com. In sports, Grayson Murray birdied the first playoff hole to beat Ben On and Keegan Bradley to win the Sony Open in Hawaii. The Warriors take on the Memphis Grizzlies this afternoon, and Draymond Green is expected to play. Your forecast, mainly cloudy today with some sunny breaks for the afternoon. We do have pockets of thick fog out there this morning as well. Highs in the upper 50s to around 60. Tonight, cloudy with 40s. Tomorrow, plan on rain, occasionally heavy at times. At least a half an inch should fall. Highs will be in the 50s. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. Mean Girls was the top movie at the box office over the weekend. It took in $28 million. Jason Statham's The Beekeeper came in second with $16 million. The Book of Clarence came in third. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
The Debbie Abrams Morning Show on KZST. Two college degrees, 28 years of experience, and it all comes down to this.
Oh, don't you dare look back, just keep your eyes on me. I said you're holding back, she said shut up and dance with me. This woman is my destiny, she said ooh, ooh, shut up and dance with me. We were victims of the night, the chemical, physical, kryptonite. Let's do the face and the fading light. Oh, we'll bound to get together, bound to get together. She took my arm, I don't know how it happened. We took the floor and she said, oh, don't you dare look back, just keep your eyes on me. I said, you're holding back. She said, shut up and dance with me. This woman is my destiny. She said, ooh, ooh.
Sonoma County's KZST. Welcome to your holiday Monday. It is 8:10, 47 degrees, cloudy and cool today. We'll see upper 50s around wine country. I'm Debbie Abrams, and up next, a feature I call the Mishmash Minute, a hodgepodge of local information tidbits that may impact you in some way. First, the Starbucks at the Santa Rosa Plaza Mall has closed. The East End location just inside the B Street entrance shut down for good Friday morning. No word as to why, but do not fret. There's another Starbucks close by on the corner of 4th and D Streets. Google is laying off more than 700 Bay Area workers starting in March, mostly in Mountain View and Sunnyvale. They say they're refocusing the tech company. And wrapping up the Mishmash Minute, Wonder Bread 5, one of Sonoma County's favorite bands, will be doing a special show, be on stage at the Mystic Theater in Petaluma on Saturday, where they say there's something special brewing. For more information, you can head to wonderbread5.com.
As long as you love me.
One KZST. I'm Debbie Abrams, and I want to pass this along to honor Martin Luther King Jr. Some day of service events happening today around wine country out at Petaluma Bounty Community Farm from 10 to 2. You can head to Community Baptist Church 9 to noon and Andy's Unity Park, this one put on by Sonoma County Regional Parks. Plus, today is actually Martin Luther King's birthday.
Into motion. like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. This is my fight song. Take back my life.
Sonoma County's KZST, good morning to you. It is 8:20. It is 47 degrees in Santa Rosa. Mostly cloudy today and foggy right now as well. If you're out driving, be careful. We'll see temperatures in the upper 50s around wine country.
Sonoma County, are you craving a culinary experience that defies borders? Then get to Brothers Cafe on Cleveland and Santa Rosa. From Russian borscht to Italian chicken piccata to Mexican street tacos, all are crafted with locally sourced ingredients. At Brothers Cafe, breakfast isn't just for mornings. Indulge in breakfast served all day, every day. Plus, they're open from 8 to 8, 7 days a week, ensuring you can satisfy those cravings whenever they strike. Check out the menu at brotherscafesr.com.
Say goodbye to those winter blues with Twin Pine Casino and Hotel's $100,000 Freeze Your Bills cash giveaway. Join us every Saturday in January and February from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. for the chance to win a share of $40,000 in cold, hard cash. Plus, things are heating up with 5 hot seat winners every half hour from 10 p.m. to midnight. Twin Pine Casino and Hotel in Lake County, California, where every visit is a winning experience, celebrating 30 years.
Must be 21 to play. Please gamble responsibly.
This week at Raley's in Nob Hill, Something Extra members get an exclusive digital offer on red seedless grapes. They're just $1.77 a pound, limit 2 bags when you clip your offer at Raley's.com or on the app. Savings you can count on in-store or online only at Raley's in Nob Hill.
KZST.
Don't you know I'm good? Yeah, I'm feeling alright. 'Cause I'm
100.1 KZST. Welcome to your holiday Monday. It is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And fun food fact, today is also National Bagel Day. The bagel originated in the 13th century in what is now Poland. Bagels came to the U.S. in the 19th century and took off in popularity. Check out Sonoma County bagel shops today for specials or discounts. Happy Bagel Day from Sonoma Valley Bagel, Grateful Bagel, and Noah's Bagels. Yeah, I can go for some lox and bagels about now with extra cream cheese.
I walk along the city streets you used to walk along with me. And every step I take reminds me of just how.
Sonoma County. It's Monday, January 15th at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 8:29. I'm Brent Allen. Mostly cloudy and dry today. We do have some pockets of fog out there. Currently sitting at 47 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. Most of Sonoma County will have a new ambulance service starting tomorrow. That's when the Sonoma County Fire District takes over the contract from American Medical Response. AMR has had the contract for about 30 years. The new ambulances will be red and white and operated by Medic Ambulance. Some of the new service features included an all-terrain ambulance, a medical bus capable of transporting up to 22 patients, and an EMS command vehicle.